About a dozen protesters gathered last Thursday at the provincial government building in Sydney to play this annoying hum through a stereo at full volume. The group says the sound demonstrates what nearby residents of the Donkin mine hear on a regular basis, and they say it's interfering with their quality of life. Protest organizer Catherine Ferguson says the sound comes from the mine's ventilation system, and it's so loud that it's causing sleeplessness and other health problems for people living nearby. Ferguson says the sound they played at the protest was recorded by someone who lives near the mine, and they hope government employees inside the building can get a sense of what they've been dealing with over the past 5 years.
Oh, that's the Donkin mine noise. So it's very much this sort of industrial sharp hum. And that was just taken on a regular night and what we're exposed to. Can you imagine? Like, how would you feel if you had to listen to that all night long and then you don't even know if it's going to stop in the morning or if it's going to continue? And sometimes the noise comes for 2 or 3 days and then it goes away and then it comes back. It's gone for 9 days in a row at times.
Ferguson says the noise is so overwhelming that there are times when she has to find another place to sleep to avoid the discomfort, not to mention some other people are dealing with health problems.
And it cuts through wind, it cuts through windows, you know, that I'm lying in my bed and I'm 7 kilometers away and it keeps me awake. Like, that's a problem, right? You know, I'm dealing with chronic sleep deprivation and the health effects that has. It also causes anxiety. It's caused other people vertigo, headaches, higher blood pressure. And you just, like, you know, it's my right to be able to live in my own home that I pay taxes for, and yet I can't always sleep in my own home, and sometimes I have to find another person's house to sleep in just to get a good night of sleep.
Calvin Thomas also lives near the mine. He echoes Ferguson's comment that sometimes the only relief comes by way of going somewhere else.
Yeah, we're here to gather attention to how the noise actually sounds from our property. You know, I live just under 3 kilometers from the mine. If it's that loud here, you can imagine it's the same in the house. There's no escape, and it doesn't matter what you turn on in the house to drown it out. You have to leave the home at some point. If you don't, you're going to have a migraine. Who could sleep with that on? You know, you hear it for yourself. Kind of surprised. It's a really different sound. Obviously, not just noise, it's vibrating. If you listen to it long enough.
Ferguson says they reached out to the mine owners on silencing the noise, but she says they have done nothing so far to address their concerns. Ferguson says they also filed a complaint with the province, but the noise continues. She says the protesters will gather weekly until the premier orders his government to step in.
I find it alarming that Tim Houston keeps ignoring the fact that continuous exposure to this noise causes severe health problems. I feel he has to take responsible action to protect Nova Scotians, and he needs to stop the Donkin mine noise.
CKOA Radio reached out to the mining company for a comment about the protesters' concerns, but they have not replied so far. Although the province declined an interview, they said in an email that the fans that caused the noise at the Donkin mine are critically important for ventilating the mine and keeping the site safe. They said the company producing the noise may be required to hire an independent third party monitoring expert to do noise monitoring. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.